I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S.
You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.
Not only do you need to know if they're cheating, you deserve to know the truth. War of the Roses, right now with John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. It's time for War of the Roses. You're in a relationship. You think your boyfriend could be cheating on you. So you come to us. You tell us why you think they're cheating. Kyle goes undercover, says she works for a flower shop. Calls your boyfriend, tells him he won a dozen red roses. Very romantic red roses. He could send them to anybody he wants in the country. We need to know what he's going to put on the card and who he's going to send the flowers to. Hopefully he picks you, Eva. Or Eva. Eva, you're on the air. Good morning. Welcome, War of the Roses, John, Jay, and Rich. What's your story?
Okay. So, I don't even know how to say this because I feel like even saying it out loud sounds weird and I feel like I'm being crazy. So, last week, my boyfriend Roman did something out of the norm, I guess you can say, during COVID and staying in and not going anywhere. And it freaked me out, and I think he's cheating on me. And I need your guys' help.
Okay, what tell us what's happening.
He manscaped. And it's not like it's a big deal, but I don't care if he has hair or not. It's nice and clean. I just thought it was weird because we haven't had sex. And we was changing, and he got out of the shower on Wednesday, and I'm like, hey, honey. But I can tell it was already a little prickly, hair's already grown out. And it's just weird. Like, when he does that, it's when we're going to be intimate, but we haven't been intimate at all. Like, I just don't understand why he would do that. And when I asked him, he kind of paused and he's like, of course for you, honey. And I'm like, I don't know, just the way he said it and that intuition of mine, I don't know. I do really think he's cheating.
How long has it been since you guys have been intimate?
Probably like a month ago. It's not like it's, you know, we're stuck together, so it happens. And at the same time, he annoys me and just go to the other room. It's not like we haven't had sex.
Could there have been a night where he thought things were going to get a little freaky? And so he kind of prepared for it. And then maybe, you know, something popped up or you didn't. Not like that. Or maybe something didn't pop up. I don't know.
Kyle.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it like that.
It's possible. I, you know, maybe he tried and I just don't remember him trying to like turn me on to go that route.
Yeah.
It's a possibility. That's what I'm saying. I think this is, it's silly. It's not like I've seen anything or seen a picture or a video or a text message. It's his manscaping.
Did you say he was getting ready to go to work? Like, was he getting ready to go back to work, like after not working for a while? Or you just happened to see him getting ready?
No, he has phone calls that he does, like work calls. And he has like coffee meetings, but like full-time work again. No, it's not all there yet. So it's not.
So it's not like he was getting ready to go back to work. He'd been gone from work. He hadn't worked for 2 weeks. And all of a sudden he's going back to work. And he's like, oh, I'm going to go see her again. I better manscape. It wasn't that.
No, I don't think so. But now that you planted that seed in my head, I don't know.
Let me tell you something. Just from a guy who's been on the other side here, I manscaped for the longest time and not once did Rich bring it up. I'd come in here and I'd be like, I'm so excited. I can't wait. Goodness. And I'd be like, finally, I was like, are you not going to say, and I remember tweeting about it. I'm so excited. I manscaped. I hope Rich notices.
Oh my goodness.
And nothing.
You guys.
Seriously, true story. And I've waited for like years to say this on the radio. Not that we got intimate. I just thought it was a great line.
No, I was like, why would you even know you did that?
I would tweet about it. I'd go, just manscaped this morning. I can't. Hope Rich says something. And I thought, it would, if you go back and search my Twitter, you'll see it. Probably 2009, 2012. I said it 2 or 3 times. Now I can finally say it openly. He never once brought it up.
Rich? So,
yeah. I never have.
All right. So we're going to get Roman on the phone. And see who he sends the flowers to. Because if he is cheating on you, if he is manscaping because he's going to connect with somebody, this is the perfect situation to send that person flowers. You know what I'm saying, Eva? So we'll get him on the phone.
Well, I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's just me being silly.
War of the Roses continues next. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, we're in the middle of War of the Roses. You got Eva and her boyfriend Roman. They live together, but live together since December. They've been together 2 years. She has noticed. What'd you say the last couple weeks you noticed that he's been manscaping? And you guys haven't been intimate in over a month. And you said normally he manscapes when you get intimate. And now you're sitting there thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it. When you called him out on it, when you got out of the shower, he said, it's for you, honey, even though there's been no intimacy, right? So now you think maybe he's been with somebody. Now, he does go to work, but not full time. He does have coffee meetings and Zoom meetings. But so he does leave the house, right?
Yeah, he does.
Okay. You ready, Kyle?
Yep.
Let's go. Let's do it.
And you give us permission to put Roman's voice on the radio without telling him first, right, Eva?
Of course.
Okay, here we go. Good luck. Stay quiet until we get a bust or non-bust.
Hello?
Hi there. Is Roman available?
This is Roman. Who is this? Nask who's speaking?
Sure, absolutely, Roman. My name is Elena. I'm with a new company. We're called J&R Flowers. You have been chosen to be a huge part, or, you know, whatever size part you want to be, of our social media campaign. So, Roman, here's what happens. You get to send our most romantic bouquet of roses to whoever you want, and it's totally free for you, Roman. Like, I'm not going to ask credit card information or bill you or anything like that. And all we're asking in return is that you help spread the word about J&R Flowers on whatever social media platform you use the most. It's kind of like you will be our micro influencer.
How'd you get my number? I don't remember applying for anything.
Totally above my pay grade, Roman. They just hand me a sheet of numbers. But the good news is I get to make your day. I don't really know how they chose you or got the numbers, but you've been chosen. And the good news is it's not going to cost you anything. So let me just describe these roses. They are a dozen red velvet roses. It comes in a really beautiful crystal vase with a nice bow around it. We call it our Pure Passion Bouquet. Just be prepared. It's going to give you a wonderful response, if you know what I mean. So really all I need from you to get this sent out is whatever message you want to send in the card. And then you could be on your day. You become the man because you sent someone flowers. And then
it still sounds kind of sketchy, but I mean, you said it's free.
It's free. It's not going to cost you anything, but we get marketing out of it. So it's not really like, you know, it's a win-win situation.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I'm still a little leery, but I mean, whatever.
I get it.
Yeah. Okay. I guess it's just a message, right?
Yeah. Like I said, it's our Pure Passion bouquet, so they're pretty sexy on their own. But you know, you want to personalize it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm nothing. I just wanted to put like thank you for being in my life. Oh, so, very simple.
I like that. Sometimes simple's the best way to go. It's the best romance in my life. Okay. And then would you like a love, Roman?
No, just put my name. Simple. Just put Roman.
So not a love. Okay, we're going to let the roses speak for themselves. Okay, and then who am I addressing these to?
Okay, the name is, the first name's Kennedy. Like, you know, like the president. Mm-hmm. The president's family. Mm-hmm. And then last name's...
Who on the f*** is Kennedy f***? Roman, I'm f***ing talking to your ass. Is he still there? Did he hang up like a f***ing coward?
He's there.
What's going on? What's happening?
What do you mean what the f*** is going on? You're on the radio.
I don't know why you're on the phone. Did the lady's gone? Okay. I'm on the radio. Why am I on the radio? What's going on?
You're going to ask me questions of why you're on the radio? Hear my intuition when I asked you when you man-shaved, you acted so, like, weird. So here I am calling the radio station thinking, like, okay, this is me being silly. I think this is ridiculous. And you're sending flowers to Kennedy? Who is that?
It's nobody. It's...
No, what do you mean it's nobody? You just sent her a dozen roses, you idiot.
It's not what you think. I'm not cheating on you with her. It's just someone I've had coffee with.
So you decided you think you were going to get lucky when you had coffee with her? It's not like you and me've had sex. Do you decide I didn't do that? I'm like, oh, I'm going to go have coffee with her. Let me just make sure I'm good and groomed. It's not like you and I've had sex, so what the hell are you doing?
I don't know. I don't know how to explain.
What? What don't you know?
It's not what you think. It's not what you're thinking.
What do you mean it's not what you're thinking? Explain yourself. This is the only chance you're going to have to explain yourself.
Okay. All right. I've been in a little bit of a rut, and I wanted to just try something. And it means nothing.
Try something? We've been in quarantine. What kind of... Everybody's in a rut. Are you kidding me right now, Roman?
She means nothing. She means nothing.
Wow. Can you guys just hang up on him?
Eva, can we talk about this? Like, not on the radio?
No, I'm good. I don't want to talk to you. You've heard enough. You're a piece of shit. You wasted 2 years of my life. I never want to see you ever again.
So did you hook up with her?
I mean, if Eva doesn't want to talk, I don't know if I really want to say anything else, honestly.
Let me just tell you, Roman, as if I were Eva, I would think you're stalling to try to come up with an excuse of who this other person, Kennedy, is, without explaining yourself, to try to weasel your way out of it, when really it would just probably be better if you just were honest and fessed up, because you're busted right now.
You're not saying no, so.
Yeah, you're right. He hasn't said no. He hasn't said I didn't have sex with her.
Oh, yeah.
He just says it didn't mean anything. You're absolutely right. I didn't even notice that he hasn't verbally said that. Oh, my gosh. I'm shaking of how pissed I am.
I'm sorry, Eva.
Jeez, I mean, it's like, it's even frustrating for me, and it's not my relationship, so I can't imagine, like, what you're feeling right now.
Like, this is just a cherry of 2020. Like, this is just, it's...
Or maybe it's a blessing in disguise, and you don't have to waste any more time with him.
And think about all the women you're helping right now. They're looking to see if their man is manscaping.
I don't know if that helps, Eva, but okay.
Yeah. I'm speechless right now. I appreciate you guys doing this. I thought I was silly. I thought it was in my head. I didn't think something so small could have turned into this. And now that it has, it's just... It amazes me how good of a liar he is. I had no clue.
You said something in the beginning when we first started. You said, you know, it's probably nothing but intuition. Mm-hmm. And I think that is so powerful.
Yeah,
you really
got
to trust.
Yes.
You got to trust your intuition. All right, Eva, thank you for being on our show. Hope you're okay.
Well, take it day by day.
Eva. You know where that's from?
Wally.
That's right.
Wally.
Yeah. All right, Eva, thank you for being on the show. That's War of the Roses, John Jane Rich. I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S.
You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.